Amen. Joel 3:9. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. To the children of Israel, he's saying, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Amen. You know, it wouldn't be the prettiest sword if you took a plowshare and you just kind of beat it until it turned into a sword. And it wouldn't be a beautiful spear if you took a pruning hook and just kind of beat it until it turned into a spear. Amen. It don't take God very much. Amen. The fact that the enemy would tell people you're not enough, I'm here to make a liar out of the devil tonight. He said, let the weak say it out loud. I am strong. Praise God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen. He's talking to them heathens now. He's bringing them together to give them a whipping. Gather yourselves together round about, thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Isn't it amazing when God calls in all your enemies together? Amen. You may think it's just trouble in your life, but God may be wanting to give them all a what I would call an old-fashioned kicking. An old-fashioned whipping. Where you can see exactly what happens. One more time in the 10th verse, he said, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. And he said, let the weak say, I am strong. And I want to preach that. I am strong. Now, if you feel like you got it all together, this ain't going to be your message. But if you feel like you need God to help you, I got a word for the church tonight. Come on, set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, cry out to Jesus right now. Come on, prayer warriors, help me. In the name that is above every name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing that you put up on this church. Haramasata. Come on, join up with somebody next to you if it's appropriate right now. Let's pray together for one moment. Come on, I feel like something needs to break in this house. Hallelujah. I think somebody needs to let the facade drop. Come on. Come on. Come on, take the mask off. Take the mask off and just be what God called. Come on, come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, I feel Jesus in this place. I feel Jesus in this place. There's somebody that's weakened in their mind, and God's going to help you tonight. Weakened in your spirit, and God's going to help you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, I'm strong. Somebody ought to let the devil hear you shout, I am strong. I'm not going under. I'm going over. I am. Come on, let the weak begin to shout. Let the weak begin to cry out. Let the one in trouble begin to shout unto God. Yeah. put your hands together for Jesus. Come on, he's worthy. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Somebody shout, I am strong. This is a prophecy of the very last battle, the very last war of good versus evil. Amen. And I'm glad to tell you that I know who wins. Amen. Righteousness will always win out. Living right and doing right will always win. Amen. I personally believe, and I'll just kind of preface it like this and where I can get to where I'm going. I personally believe, and this is not a doctrine that I'm preaching, I'm just telling you from my studies, I feel like that at this point, the Gentile church will already be gone. Amen. Romans 11 and 25, Paul would say, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. And this is what he's talking about. He said that blindness, everybody say blindness. Blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Have you ever wondered why the whole nation of Israel cannot see who Jesus is? Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered why the Spirit of God, there's no 100 soul revivals going on in the land of Israel? There may be somebody get it every now and then, but it's not widespread by no means. You would have to look and say that somehow they have been blinded. And the Bible would tell us they have been partly blinded for this purpose, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Amen. Something has to happen for Israel to wake up and realize that they have missed the Messiah. The Bible would say the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The way I see it and the way I study it, the next thing that's going to happen is that there's going to be a trumpet blow. And the cemeteries are going to open up. And people that are in them that were full of the Holy Ghost. Not just any old grave, but the Bible would say, if that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. Amen. It won't just be all the good moral people that's raised up. It's going to be people that live the life and love the gospel and didn't do it from a distance, but they put it in their heart and said, I'm going to live it. I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm going to get baptized in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray until the Holy Ghost comes. Amen. One of these days, the cemetery is going to have to give up those bodies. The sea is going to have to give up the dead. It wasn't long ago I was studying the word and I began to think about how many thousands and thousands of people that have been buried in that little bitty place called Israel. Centuries and centuries of wars and battles and people that have laid their life down. One of these days, the ones that lived according unto what the word of God said, they're going to come up out of those graves. And then as soon as they do, we that are alive and remain are going to be caught up to meet them in the air. You're talking about a reunion. We won't have to be on streets of gold yet. You're going to be together with them in the air. We're going to meet them and Jesus in the air. And forever We're going to be with the Lord. Hey, we don't need to live our life blindly thinking it's going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever. One of these days, it's going to be over. One of these days, in the twinkling of an eye, the church is going to be caught up to meet the Lord. Come on, clap your hands. Hallelujah. So this blindness that's partly until the fullness of the Gentiles end, amen, what will they do? What will they decide? What will it be like in the Jewish territories when they see people raptured? And they realize that they did crucify the Messiah. Amen. It's going to change some things. It's going to open up some understandings. And I believe when the times of the Gentiles is over, God's going to turn back to his original people and give them an opportunity according to the word of God. When I began to read about the prophecies of Daniel, I do not see the church in the prophecies of Daniel whatsoever. But I read it again today, and it said the 70 weeks, this is Gabriel talking to Daniel. He said the 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Everybody say thy people. I don't believe Gabriel was talking to Daniel and talking about a Gentile church. He was talking about the Jewish people. Amen. What's going to happen in the last days and in the tribulation? Jesus would say in Revelations 3:10 to the church, he would say, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. That's the tribulation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, he said, I come quickly. Amen. He said, I come quickly. Let me tell you, if we was here for 7 years, it wouldn't be very quick. And it wouldn't be an element of surprise if we was post. Well, I hope y'all are just going to let me preach a little while. You know, I got a little bit of logic, and I read this Bible and stuff just begins to make sense to me. Amen. If he said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. But this other man said, I can tell you, when God's coming back at the end of the tribulation, where is the element of surprise in that? Amen. But if God comes back when nobody's expecting him, amen, that would fulfill the scriptures. I'm coming like a thief in the night. Now you're talking about tribulation. When the church gets raptured and all that's left on this earth would be a bunch of evil people who would not repent, who would not give their life to God. You're talking about corrupt. You think it's bad now. You're talking about sorrow like has never been seen. You wait till the church of the living God gets called out. And there's not people all over the world waking up every morning going to their church and leaning beside their bed and saying, God, help my city today. God, let there be peace in Jerusalem. Do you realize how many people are praying every day? Spirit-filled people praying for our world every day, saying, God, help us. God, push back the darkness. God, protect our children. God, protect our country. Tell me what would happen if the church of the living God was called up and there was nobody left spirit-filled on this earth praying. You wouldn't want to be here. It wouldn't be worth the little vice that you're hanging on to. It wouldn't be worth the little bitterness that you would hang on to get left behind when the church goes up. Boy, I feel like preaching to this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We need to be aware that the Lord is coming back after a church just like the one he started.
He didn't start 41,000 different denominations. He started one church. He started it on a day called Pentecost. He started it in an upper room. He started with a preacher that said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He's coming back after a church just like that. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus, for truth. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, it was Peter who had the keys to the kingdom. He was standing up with the 11. Everybody say, with the 11. It was not his own message. It was the apostolic message. It was certified by the apostles, all 12 of them. Amen. When Paul gets a conversion, he hears a voice say, you're going to go and there's going to be somebody tell you what to do, and it's going to be on Straight Street. Amen. A real preacher is on Straight Street. Amen. If you're ever going to make it to heaven, you're going to run into a straight preaching, speaking preacher that's going to tell you exactly what thus saith the word of the Lord. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's not going to customize it where it fits you. He's going to preach what thus saith the word of God. Paul begins to preach. It ain't very long. He's drawn in the spirit to go to Jerusalem. Why does he go to Jerusalem? To speak to all the apostles about what he is preaching unto the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Every one of them are still in Jerusalem. And Paul goes there. What is he doing? He's certifying the gospel that he's preaching. When Peter goes and preaches in Cornelius' house, he preaches the same thing that he preached on the day of Pentecost. And then he goes back and he tells them in Jerusalem exactly what he preached to the Gentiles. What does he do? There's got to be accountability somewhere. You can't come up with your own gospel. Amen. It's got to be a certified gospel. It's got to be authentic. Amen. It can't be your flavor. It's got to be God's flavor. Hallelujah. I thank God for the certified word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't know. Maybe I'm rambling. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm preaching right now. I don't know if the church will go through the rapture. I just feel like it won't. If it does, I'm going to fight my way through it. I would tell you, make sure you fight your way through it. Amen. The one that endures to the end shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. But I do know that this story today is in the very last days. Whether it's to the Jewish people or whether it's to everybody, the church and them and whoever. Amen. The truth of the matter is, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. It's the end of time. And he said, I'm going to gather all these people together. Amen. And you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to gather your enemies together. And I don't want you to be worried one ounce. Amen. Because I'm going to come down and I'm going to do the work. He said, let the weak. Come on, I'm going to preach a little while. Hallelujah. God's telling the people of the last days, amen, there's going to be troubles come, but don't worry. Don't worry. Take no thought. Hallelujah. Take no thought. Don't live on the internet worrying about what's going to happen next. Amen. Don't live in fear whether the moon and the sun are lining up or not. Don't live your life thinking about all the signs and all the garbage. Amen. Live your life trying to win a soul and getting your life prepared to meet God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm going to keep you from the hour which is going to try the whole world. Literally, there's going to be a separation. I don't know how God does everything that he does, but I do know one time the people of God were in Egypt. Amen. And they were sent off to a little city called Goshen. Amen. And the plague started falling on Egypt, but they did not fall on Goshen. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I do believe the word of God. Hallelujah. I said, I do believe the word of God. I believe it with all of my heart. I got more faith right now than I've ever had in my life. I'm closer to the coming of the Lord than we've ever been in our lives. Hallelujah. It may happen tonight. It may happen 40 years from now. But I'm going to be ready when he calls me. I'm not going to hate anybody. I'm not going to be a powder. I'm not going to be an arm folder. I'm going to be a worshiper. I'm going to be an aisle runner. I'm going to be a devil stomper. I'm going to be a tambourine shaker, a drum beater. Hey, I'm going to be what God wants. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, let the weak, everybody say the weak. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Wow. Does that change who you are? It don't change who you are. You're still weak. He didn't say, I'm going to change the weak to be strong. He said, let the weak say, I am. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this way. I feel like God is saying, speak things that aren't as though they are. You can't convince me that people don't have problems. Amen. And people don't feel weak. And people don't feel unworthy. I know people feel like that. We're humanity. We go through life. People make bad decisions and we feel like failures. And amen. It's just life. And the further it goes, sometimes the more the dumb decisions we make. You come to the house of God and you see people shouting and praising God. And you sit there with this mindset. Well, I'm weak. I'm fighting this flesh every day. I'm weak. Hallelujah. I got a message for you. God ain't going to turn you into He-Man. Because if he turned you into He-Man, you get the glory. But he said, let the weak say, how can you say I'm strong? This is how you say it. Because if God be for me, I said, if God be for me, who on earth could be against me? I wish somebody stand to your feet right now. And you just start, I am strong. I am strong. Not my flesh, not me, not my personality, not my talents, not my ability. Oh, there's no good thing in me, but if God is with me, I am strong. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him right now. Sharamosarabaha. Come on, we're about to make a liar out of the devil in this house. You know what the Bible's saying? You can't speak it like it really is.
Because that's doubt. Oh yeah. God help this church. You cannot even please God without faith. You say, well, God wants me to tell the truth. No, God wants you to say. Well, I'm just trying to be honest. You know, I mess up every now and then. I can't control this. Let the weak say, I am strong. There's somebody in this house, you need to quit depending upon yourself. If you depend upon yourself, you'll disappoint yourself. But if you put your confidence in God, He'll never disappoint you. Hey, quit trying to work it all out. Let God work it out. Quit trying to figure it out. Let God. It's that switch. It's that switch. It's got to flip. You can't walk in saying, oh boy. Well, it's me. Because it ain't you anyway. Why would you worry if it's God fighting the battle? When David ran up to Goliath, he said, I'm about to show you. And I'm about to show the armies of Israel that the battle don't belong to you. It don't belong to them. But the battle belongs to God. David, you're weak. David, all you got is a broken down little slingshot. Hey, I may be weak, but if God is with me, I am strong. Come on. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Itoramasa. Itaramasa. Itamasa. Come on, I'm preaching. The key to breaking every depression. The key to breaking every fear. The key to breaking every doubt. Every condemnation. I'm so sick of the devil putting things on people's shoulders. You know who you are. You know what you've done. Oh yeah, I do. But I know who he is also. It ain't me. It's him. It ain't my blood. It's his blood. It ain't my anointing. It's his anointing. Let the weak say, I am strong. Come on, sa. Sorama. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I was about to preach a doctrinal message. God got a hold of me today. I think God gets sick and tired of hearing people down in the mully grubs saying, I can't do it. I can't live it. I don't fit in. I can't win this battle. Can I just tell you, you can't by yourself. Come on, help me pray right now. Rebuke every distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, help me pray right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray. Come on, the enemy wants to distract you. This may be the most important message you ever hear. Karama, the one that's down. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God wants to hear something different come out of your mouth tonight. Come on, I felt it in prayer today.
wants to hear a different word come out of your mouth tonight. No more I'm weak. No more I'm down. No more I'm defeated. No more I'm going under. God wants you to hear. Come on, join up with somebody next to you. Hallelujah. Isarabahata. Hadabasa. Hasadaba. Isatadamasa. Isanamasa. We're not going to say it again. Get on me. Play something. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to go any further. Come on, God wants to change somebody's speech tonight. God wants to change your speech. You're not the victim anymore. You're not who you used to be. Somebody needs to move in the Holy Ghost. Come on, don't let the enemy steal your blessing tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on, God spoke to me today. Somebody been saying it. I can't do it. I don't know how. I'm weak. Hallelujah. Come on, I've been like this my whole life. I don't know what else to do. I fought this devil my whole life. Come on, this is who I've been. Oh, I can never be strong like those people. I can never be a prayer warrior like them. I can never have liberty like them. I can never have freedom like them. I'm too weak. I can't do it. Hey, you gotta change it. God wants to change your language. Let the weak. God knows who you are. God knows your struggles. He knows your shortcomings. But he wants you to open your mouth and say, hey, I'm strong. I'm strong. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Hey, greater. There's not a devil in hell that can stand against God's people. Jesus' name.